It is the Valley's Morning Show, 98.3 WHAI. Beyonce, that is Irreplaceable, takes us to 619. Friday morning, nice Friday on the way to sunshine with a high near 80 today, but maybe some rain for the weekend. In the studio early this morning is Mick Muller. Mick is from Montague Webworks, but here for a different reason today. Hey, Mick.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You are here as a representative of the Greenfield Business Association, the GBA.
The GBA, that's why I'm here today, yes.
Which has been in existence for quite some time.
I believe since the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain to me what the GBA, what does the Greenfield Business Association do?
Well, everyone has... Most business owners know that there's a chamber, and the chamber, our chamber, is the Franklin County Chamber, and it's supposed to promote tourism and business opportunities in all of Franklin County, and one would hope that each town would have their own business association, some of it focuses on them. So the GBA is an organization that's supposed to focus just on businesses in the town or city of Greenfield.
And you're here because there's some potential changes coming to the GBA here. Membership in the association has been down?
Membership has waned in the past few years, yes.
And so what's the GBA talking about now?
Well, we also are down a number of board members.
Okay.
So the board members, some of them have been around for a long time, and they're kind of running out of steam a little bit, and we need new blood and new ideas. So we see the board of the GBA sees three paths ahead of us. One is to just continue doing what we're doing, or change direction and offer new services to businesses, and perhaps expand and do, you know, a new focus instead of just downtown, like all businesses in Greenfield, which personally I feel is what we should do, or shut down. That would be the third option, is just to shut it down.
Eliminate the GBA.
Eliminate the GBA. That's what a couple of board members are thinking.
Now, in order to come to a decision, you are actually, you've scheduled a meeting, and you are inviting any and all Greenfield business owners to attend.
If you're a Greenfield business owner, or, you know, a principal at a business based in Greenfield, and I guess outside as well, but we're looking primarily for businesses in Greenfield to come and talk with us. We have sort of not a gala event, but an after-hours meet and greet held at Taylor's a couple of days from now, Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 5:30, 5:30 to 7:30, and by the way, free appetizers and cash bar.
Oh.
The setup is the board will be there, the GBA board will be there.
Okay.
George will MC, he'll introduce himself, he'll talk for a minute, and then each board member will say their thoughts on the situation, and then we'll open it up to all the attendees. Any attendee that wants to talk, they'll step forward and they'll say, well, I wish the GBA would do this, or I didn't join because they didn't do that, or whatever. And we'll have a note taker, and we'll take all, you know, everything under advisement. And then at the end of that, the GBA itself will have a little mini meeting, and that's where we'll make the determination on what we're doing from that point on.
Okay. So it's Wednesday, 5:30 at Taylor's Tavern. The George you mentioned is George Gould, the Greenfield Garden Cinemas.
That's right. He's the president of the GBA as well.
If people have questions about the GBA, of course, they can go to the website.
That's right, greenfieldbusiness.org. You'll see the letter that George wrote that was mailed out to every business in Greenfield, and you should have gotten it by now. And there's an RSVP form that you can fill out to say how many people are coming. And if you can't come, just put in some comments in there, and we'll take everything.
All right. greenfieldbusiness.org, and Mick Muller of Montague Webworks, a member of the GBA board, and invites you to this meeting Wednesday, 5:30, Taylor's Tavern in Greenfield. Mick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's 6:23 now.
The Valley's Morning Show on 98.3 WHAI.